Back home, Aintu are calling for all party support for proposed legislation to make the first 3 hours of hospital car parking free to patients and their families. The Department of Health says it's working with the Health Service Executive to explore ways to lower hospital car parking charges in line with a commitment in the programme for government to reduce the burden on patients and their families. This report from Adele McAllister.
It's just after 9 a.m. on a busy weekday morning outside the Mater Hospital in Dublin, and a Kildare patient who's just had a hip replacement is being collected by his daughter. The parking bill is expensive.
It's €3.20 an hour and you could be here for a few hours, so it could be either €15 maybe for the day. And so I have been in and out a few times, so every time you come up here it's nearly €15 per day. So if you're going up here twice or three times a week, that's 30, 40, 50 quid like already just spent on parking alone before you get a coffee, something nice to eat.
Public transport was impossible from their home in Kildare and they feel the charges are unfair.
I think it's unfair. Like you might have worked normally paying tax, which you did for 40 something years. And it's very unfair that you paid tax all your life and you're still being taxed.
The Irish Cancer Society has long campaigned to ease the burden of hospital parking charges on patients. CEO Avril Paris says some progress has been made.
Things have improved slightly since we started campaigning. More hospitals have introduced concessions, but it still remains a postcode lottery. You've some, there are up to 27 hospitals, you have some that are free. So on our last count, 12 of the 27 don't charge. You have others that have concessions, and then there's some that have no specific concessions for cancer patients, and where people are paying over €3 an hour or €30 a day for their appointments. The highest is in Dublin, where you can spend up to 5 times more on hospital parking charges in Dublin than elsewhere in the country, which of course doesn't just affect people living in Dublin, it affects anybody travelling to Dublin.
Aintu leader Padraig Tobin is now calling for all parties' support for his proposed legislation to make the first 3 hours of hospital parking free to patients and their families.
We just need the government to bring in a uniform approach to this process. And the best way to do it is to legislate for it. And the frustration is that most political parties have this policy within their manifestos before they go to elections, but there's precious little talk of it actually implementing it.
Back at the Mater car park on Eccles Street in Dublin, by 9:30 in the morning it's full, highlighting the demand on city spaces. Other hospital users say a charging system has to apply with priority access for those who really need it.
The car park is full down there. You can't park. You have to go way up to town.
I have to come at least an hour and a half early for my appointment to make sure I can get some parking on the streets.
The hospital says it borrowed substantially to build the car park and now uses the income generated to repay the loan, which shows how hospitals have come to depend on the millions generated by parking charges every year.
Well, the hospitals are making millions of euros, and really the government should be funding the system properly, so it doesn't need to depend on this. But I would urge the other political parties to get behind the bill, make it a cross-party bill, and see can we bring relief, financial relief, to patients who are suffering, you know, very, very difficult illnesses at this moment.
In a statement, the HSE says a national review of car parking charges is being communicated to regional executive management of health regions to explore ways to minimise hospital charges as committed in the programme for government.
And that report was from Adele McAllister.